You had a real good regular season. The playoffs seem to be a little bit more difficult. What do you want to do to kind of close that gap so you can be as good a playoff player as you were a regular season player?
Well, I think that's just learning the game. Obviously, it's going to ramp up, and it's going to be, it's tough to, it's a tough change. But that's something that you want to be able to learn from. And obviously, I learned a lot from these four games that I played in playoffs. So, obviously, we want to get back here. Next year, we want to be in the playoffs every year. But it's going to be an exciting run with this team, and it's exciting what this team did this year. And I thought I learned so much, and I want to continue that learning curve.
Are the World Championships an option for you, Mark?
I have no idea. Obviously, if they were to ask me to play, I would probably play. But I have no idea what's going on.
You got a chance to play against two of the best centers in the game, Kessler and Getzlaff, for four straight games. Were there things that you saw that they were able to do that you want to, that you want to aspire towards?
Yeah, obviously, watching those guys play and watching what they have done. Obviously, they've gone far in playoffs. They know what it takes to win. And obviously, watching little things that they did, and just the experience level of knowing what it takes in the playoffs. The little battles in the corners, the little stick battles. Having good stick in all areas of the ice. That's the that's the biggest thing I learned. But the compete level is just. By those guys is tremendous. They never give up on a puck. They, they're always on it at all times, and I think, that's a big thing I learned from them.
We know that you're committed already to, to working on yourself physically. Is there something this summer that you think you'll want to target to help you engage with players like that more successfully?
Yeah, just continue to do what I've been doing. Obviously, I haven't, I'm still still a little kid, so obviously I still want to get stronger, in all areas of my body. Obviously, target legs is a big thing for hockey players. Core and legs is the biggest thing. It's gonna be the biggest focus, but it's gonna be, obviously Gary has a good plan for me, and it's worked the last 2 years, and I'm excited to go back to him.
What do you mean by that? I'm still a little kid.
I'm still obviously I you look at my body, and I'm still a little skinny guy that. Isn't the strongest, but I've been working hard at it, and I've seen such tremendous progress over the last 2 years, and I'm excited to have another summer under my belt and continue to get stronger, and I know another summer will do me good for sure.
What gave you the most trouble with those two guys?
They play all around game. They play hard on you every shift. There's no easy ice. That's the biggest thing. And I think that's a big thing that I learned in playoffs is there is no easy ice. It's tough to create space. It's tough to get to the net, especially against guys like that. And face-offs. It's the whole array of hockey. Those guys are great two-way players. They play solid D, and they obviously have a lot of offense to their game as well. So it's a tough game, but when that challenge comes, you want to be the guy that takes a step forward.
Did it surprise you a little?
A little bit. Obviously, it was a huge jump, but I thought I learned a lot from it. I thought obviously looking back on it now, it was a great experience to be in the playoffs and see what it takes. And obviously, we wish we were still playing now, but it's definitely I think very valuable.
Mark, you knew it was going to be tough to get into the playoffs, but did you know it was going to be this tough? Playing pretty much playoff hockey the last almost 2 months of the season to get in, maybe all year.
I think we all expected it. Obviously, the division we're in, the conference we're in, is it's pretty. There's some pretty good teams, and there's some pretty good teams that didn't make the playoffs. So I think we knew it was going to be like that all year. There's no games off, there's no shifts off in any game. If you want to make the playoffs, and I think you saw that this year.
Knowing that, how much do you think that's going to help this team entering next season? I mean, it's another 82 game grueling season. You guys know what it takes. It takes pretty much all 82 games. How do you think that's going to help you guys heading into next year, I guess?
Well, I think right off the start, we want to be right in our game. Obviously, at the start of this year, we didn't have this is probably the start we wanted, but we came on strong after that. But I think we know what it took this year. We learned so much this year. We dealt with adversity. We know we have such great pieces in this organization, and we have such a great organization backing us up and giving us all that we need. And I think also we saw the leadership in this room. Guys like Ladd and Wheeler and Stewart. You saw them battle every single night to help this team win. And I think you saw just the character that we had throughout this whole year.
You would have watched guys moving along in junior that haven't clicked so well with Drew. What's it like to kind of sit back and really have no hand in whether he comes back and you guys continue what you were doing or whether he moves along?
Yeah, it's obviously tough. Obviously, you know, we would love to have him. He was an unbelievable, you know, asset on our team, and he played great for us. And you know, he came in and you know, he fit like any other brother on this team. So you know, obviously, it would be huge to get him back. But maybe I'll give him a little talking to today. So we'll see what happens.
If you had to guess how close the roster might look in training camp to what it is now, you got any thought on prediction on how much it'll change or not?
I have no idea. You know, obviously there's a lot of things that aren't in, obviously not in my control, and you know, there's a lot of things weighing on that. So you know, it's tough for me to say. I you know, obviously this group of guys was unbelievable this year, and it was you know, one of the best teams I've ever played on, and you know, obviously you'd love to have a team like this again.
What's the biggest thing you'll take from going up against Getzlaff?